Welcome to Almost 30 with Krista Williams and Lindsay Simsek. Each week, we catch up with Krista and Lindsay to hear what's happening now, what hilariousness happened then, and to ask, is it Almost 30?
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, you.
Welcome to Almost 30. It is Lindsay Simsek, now a bass in the Santa Monica Choir.
She's the Lance Bass. I've already made that joke on another podcast, but whatever.
And Krista Williams. We are here on a beautiful rainy Saturday getting shit done. We're so glad you're with us again. Thank you for subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes. It means so much to us. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been writing in and keeping some really interesting conversations going, especially on our secret Facebook group.
Yeah, that's been popping off.
Yeah. Join the group.
Look up Secret Almost 30 Facebook group on Facebook.
Something like that.
My mom's in it. I removed her.
My mom's in it and will text me like about it. Like she won't comment in it.
Oh.
But she'll be like, I really think you should use that birth control. You were wondering.
Oh my God.
I was like, thanks, Mom.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you put me on it years ago.
She's like, yeah, because you were having sex when you were 12. Just kidding.
18.
So today's episode, we're super excited about having Danielle Cuccio on. Danielle of the Beauty Blender blog and also of Cuccio Somatology. She is a yoga instructor. She teaches yoga booty ballet. I was going to say Pilates because I was thinking of yoga booty ballet, but it's more of a dance class.
Yeah, so fun.
So she's an entrepreneur. She's a social media maven. She is just a really knowledgeable, fun person that's like living her life aligned. So we had a really good time talking to her about her story. We talk about vision boarding, what that is and why you do it. We talk about her resolutions. We talk about what it's like to own her own business. We talk about her journey from UCLA student unhappy with her friends and feeling a little heavier than she'd like to be to where she is now starting her own business, being a yoga instructor and looking and feeling fine.
Yeah. It's a good convo. Just another gal in the tribe that super inspiring. So
totally.
We hope you love it. Let us know what you think.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
It is fun.
It's fancy. Right?
It's so funny. My husband does a podcast too, and he's doing it today. So
oh my.
We're both...
Wait,
that's
stop.
That's so funny. What
wait, I can't... You guys like high five when you leave. You're like,
I can't hear her.
Power couple.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Let me get a little closer to the mic.
Okay. How's that?
I can't. I don't know. Can you hear her?
Hello. No. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Wait, hello. What kind of podcast?
Is she the middle one? It's called Critical Drinking. So they like just drink and watch movies and get drunk and yeah, say stupid stuff.
Wait, that's amazing.
That's how I knew I liked him because I listened to it and I like showed my mom and they're like cursing the whole time and everything. And
that's how you met him?
No, I mean when we first met, we met on Match.com. But
everything.
I was yeah.
Wait, we can't talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you teach?
I do.
What do you teach? Spinning.
I teach Soul Cycle.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I need to come to your class. I love Soul
Absolutely.
Cycle.
Who do you go to Soul? That.
I don't go regularly. I was going to last year. What's her name? Oh my God. I follow her
Jenny?
On Instagram. No, she's
Victoria Brown.
I used to go to Victoria, but she was a friend. She would come to my yoga class. She was like my friend's friend.
Yeah.
But she moved, so she's not here anymore. Oh my God, what's her name? She has like frizzy hair. She's like so inspirational.
Angela?
Angela.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's
like amazing. Like you walk out of her class and you're just like.
It's like church.
I could. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like
I'm like, I can do anything right now.
Yeah. She's
yeah. I always say it's like Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Like, it is, totally. It's crazy.
It's like a lot of crack jogs. Like you are running to Usher the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only
and then
thing.
Then you hit your breaking point. You're like, I am changed.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm changed or I'm really hurt.
Yeah, my hips don't feel good.
Yeah. That's so funny. Which studio do you teach at?
I'm in Brentwood in Santa Monica.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I'll I used to be down in Newport, but now I'm just up here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you used to live over there?
No, I was commuting down there
what?
For 2 years.
Yes.
That's
can you believe that?
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you now.
Hello.
Oh, ooh. That's great.
Yeah,
this is like,
go.
Welcome,
really different.
Sister. It was like 2 hours there, 2 hours back. Damn. That's really crazy.
Yep.
Isn't it nice that you don't have to do that anymore?
It's like a game changer.
Really? Okay, cool.
I did that once, like to drive to like a Nike thing, and they were like, oh, do you want to do it every Sunday? I'm like, no.
I love that you said that.
Yeah, no.
You gotta say no.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're good at that. I want to hear about that. I just have a feeling you are.
Saying no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay, wait. I want to start talking about, first of all, Danielle, I know you from Erica.
Oh, okay.
And Ryan. Right. Mm-hmm. So Erica was on our podcast. She was on the Manifesting Your Dream Job and Crystal's episode. One of our most downloaded episodes, which is very telling. Yeah, which is very telling to what our audience is into. I think living a better life, and I feel like we're moving to like a more a better sense of awareness.
Yeah.
And so she introduced me to you.
Yeah.
And I took Danielle's class. So I was took it after work in WeHo. And it's like a ballet.
Yoga booty ballet.
Yoga booty ballet.
Yeah.
I know you guys would think I would be a yoga booty balleter. So I go to this class. I meet with Danielle. I'm like, oh, she's so cute. Like, just like work in the room.
Yeah.
Like, and what's interesting about the studio that you teach at Swerve is it's very like New York to me in the sense of like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And like, it's like very, like in New York, it's not always cool to be like sterile and everything's white with succulents in the window. Like in LA, like I feel like LA to survive, a studio needs to be a certain way.
Yeah. Mm.
But Swerve is like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And you go because it's like, the vibe is like unreal.
It's awesome.
So I get to Swerve. I'm like, hey, Danielle, I forgot shoes. Like, I hope that's okay. I don't have socks either. Because I was thinking, it was like Pilates.
You forgot your ballet shoes?
She's like, yeah, it's cool. Whatever. It's fine. Well, she's being so sweet. She's like, it's fine. Get into the class. Only one without shoes on. The class of 35 girls. I have no shoes on. Every girl has shoes on.
And you can do it without shoes, but it is harder.
And yes, she said, she's like, hey, guys, this is Krista. She's new. I was like, hey, no shoes in the back.
No shoes.
One of the girls is so cute. She like turned around to me. She's like, it's okay, girl. People come without shoes all the time. I was like, she was so cute.
That's like explains the group of girls in there.
It does.
Right?
They're like just so cool. Nice and friendly so nice. And cool. Yeah. Like,
how was your pedicure?
Oh, ratchet.
Ooh, good question.
Ratchet toes on the ground. Oh, my God. I just was like, but then when we took the class, like, it was like, I was like thinking to myself, like, this is what life is about. Like, it was like women that came together that you like facilitated something, and you weren't facilitating something in a way where you're like, look at me because you're a bomb ass dancer. But it was like, I want to create this feeling. And these women, it was like their time to shine.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell that they were pumped to get off of work and come and like just dance. And the dance moves were like, I was doing them enough to be fine. Like, it wasn't like where you're feeling discouraged because it's challenging.
Yeah. Right.
It was like, it was magical.
It's so fun.
It was
like my favorite thing. I've been doing it for years and years. And like, even though like, you know, I teach privates and stuff, like I'm stopping that soon. But like, I feel like I'll always teach. Like, I'll even when I'm like pregnant, I'll be like,
did you always love to teach? Like,
dance.
Yeah.
So I danced my whole life. And then all of a sudden I went, I went to UCLA for college and I got fat. Well, got a little. Well,
Same. 20 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. About, I mean, my like boyfriend at the time was in Boston, and so I was just so depressed. I was like living in this city and like, you know, I had like same friends from high school, and I was like going to this like sandwich shop every day, just like
totally.
What kind of sandwich?
It was this like amazing turkey sandwich and with avocado, and it's just like on the best sourdough bread, and it's just so good. And they also have these pumpkin muffins there that I would just be like, you know, I'm done with school, I'm gonna go.
Totally, you're like, it's a muffin, it's healthy.
Totally,
remember that
Bellwood Bakery?
Yes.
Totally,
like a muffin is a cake.
Yeah,
it's cake. Yeah, without icing.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
Period.
It's so they're good.
So
yeah. So basically, like, ate my feelings, whatever. So I'm driving by the studio one day, and I hear like blasting music, and it's called Yoga Booty Ballet. It says Swerve, and it's this really weird place. And I'm like, what the heck is that? So I danced my whole life, and I stopped dancing in college, and that was the problem. And so then I went to beauty school, and I started to take these classes, and the teacher in the front, who was the owner of the studio, was like, you need to teach. She was like, you need to teach. I was like, yeah, okay, lady. I'm like, I'm just here to work out. I need to lose weight. And I would just keep going every week, and everyone was like, what are you doing? Like I lost weight. People saw. And then I went to Chicago and got trained because I was like, okay, let's do this. And so my mom came with me, and I got trained, and it was really cool. It's like also like all about like self-improvement, as you know. know. Mm-hmm. And like, so the whole training wasn't just like teaching you how to teach. It was like about getting to know yourself more, mm-hmm. which was like the perfect time to do that. Mm-hmm. So yes. It was awesome. And I had to get 30 hours of yoga to do that too. Mm-hmm. So I then fell in love with yoga, which I hated yoga before. I was like, I do not want to hold this pose for however long. And I hated it. But so yeah, so then that's how that all started, and I just love it. And I would go to like Soul Cycle classes, and I'd be like, I like that feeling of when I walk out, and I'm like, yeah, like let's take over the world.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I'm just super driven in general. My parents own their own business, and so like I want to like try to bring that out of other people. Where it's like, let's do stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a good feeling when I feel it. So I like to give it.
So guys, we're so excited. We have Danielle here today of the Beauty Blender.
Yeah.
She has her own brand.
Yes. Cuccio Somatology.
Cuccio Somatology, which is amazing. They have organic, all-natural yoga mat cleaners and oils. And
we have lotions. We have oils. We have, we're coming out with more products this year. So stay tuned. I'm so excited. It's a big year for us. So
perfect.
I'm super excited.
And you're killing it. And she teaches private yoga. Has her own blog.
Yeah.
So we're so excited. And I'm so glad to be introduced to you. I just knew when I met you, I was like, dude, that, it was just crazy. Like, and for an instructor in front of a class to talk to the class and they like are talking back. Like, but not even in like, yeah, we're good. Or like, I don't know. It was just like, we're all here together.
Right. Right. You know? We're excited to be here.
And we're excited to be here.
Yeah. 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 No, they're like, most of those girls have become like some of my best friends. Mm. It's so, it's just, I don't know. It's great. You probably feel that too. Yeah. Like where you go to a class and you're like, wow, they really want to be here for me and I want to be there for them. And it's just like, oh yeah, like how could we not be friends?
And like, you know, like if you're having an off day, you know, if you go in and you teach class, it's going to make you feel,
oh my gosh,
100 times better. Oh, even if you're like fighting it until the moment you start class.
Totally.
It's like, oh, this is why I do it.
Yeah. No. And then you walk out and you're like, yay. Like that was fun. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I didn't know I wanted to be like, I didn't want it. Be a teacher. I was like, oh, no. Like, I don't know. I don't want people to like look to me. I don't know. I just like it was a weird transition. And once like I fell into it and like kind of surrendered to it, it's like been life changing.
It's so gratifying. Yeah. It's a good feeling for sure. Yeah. So yeah, working with the business is a whole different thing.
Yeah,
not as gratifying always, but
yeah, it'll come.
So talk to us about that. So your transition is happening like now to February.
Yeah, you guys are getting me right now. So it's like,
what's going on?
Crazy. So you know, our brand. This has always been my envision, or my vision is Cuccio Somatology, and it's, you know, this beauty from the inside out. I went to beauty school. I was an esthetician working with skincare, and I really wanted to work from beauty from within. I started doing yoga. I would see yogis come out of classes with glowing skin. I was like, whatever they're doing, I want to learn all about that. So I basically became that, and I learned. I went back to UCLA. I studied business, anatomy, nutrition. I studied Ayurveda, all of that good stuff, so I could try to figure all that out. And finally, I was ready to start my brand. And, you know, our products, we try to keep everything as natural as possible, which I don't know if a lot of people know, but it's hard to sometimes keep things
so
supernatural. Yeah. So. Because of shelf life and stuff like that.
And effective. It's hard to make things natural and effective.
So true.
I actually don't. That would be something I would like to do more of, is kind of like research into like skincare and stuff like that that's natural.
Yeah.
But I haven't found any of that.
It's hard. That's the thing.
You know,
right.
I don't know what they're doing, but it's hard.
Totally. And that's it. And with skincare especially, we're going to probably eventually dive into skincare more. But I was so turned off by it when I was an esthetician, because it's just doctors putting labels on the same product over and over again. Mm. It's all chemicals. It's just pretty gross. It was not really fun for me. And people don't really care about, or at least when I was in skincare, people weren't really caring about how to, like, treat their bodies well. Mm. It's like, you know, you have to sleep a certain amount of hours. You have to drink water. You have to eat well. You have to maybe do some kind of exercise. And all my clients, they just would come to me and be like, all right, let's, like, do this and, like, lay on the bed.
Totally.
And, like,
So I do that when I can pay someone to, like, exfoliate my face?
Right.
Totally.
Right. I was like, that's not. I was trying to like give them tips, and they're like, not having
totally.
It.
Totally. So. Like came in from a bender.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm ready. Totally. I'm like the opposite. I like want to do everything I can that's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to sleep and I want to drink water and I want to like do everything I can to not pay for shit like that.
Right? What is it about that quick fix that people are like obsessed with?
I don't know. I mean,
it's bizarre.
We're also in LA, which is like, 100%. You know, that's what like I feel like. And, you know,
they are too.
New York too. Yeah. New York too. And I also think like, I mean, I would have a lot of older clients do, but in this generation, I was just listening to it too, where we're so used to like quick fixes, we're so used to like instant gratification and all that stuff. So
I don't know. There's something there, and it's not good.
I know.
It's got to be like a long-term, you know, commitment.
I know. So. And your skin is bomb. What do you use?
Oh, thanks.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I know. Well, both of you. I'm like.
No, yeah. You have good skin, too.
It's getting there. I'll talk to you after. We'll get some tips.
Steve's skin is great, too.
Steve, your skin looks good. I actually was using this same cleanser since I was like 16. There was this girl, I hope she's not listening to this, but there was this girl I know, and she had pretty bad skin. And she was like, and all of a sudden her skin looked so good. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you using? Mm-hmm. And so I asked her, and it was called Zia Basics, and they don't make it anymore. They, like, all of a sudden, I couldn't find it, and this was, like, 2 months ago. So I'm like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
But I'm using, like, a Mario Badescu cleanser right now, and I don't know if I'm, like, totally in it for life, but we'll see.
Okay.
Because you have to, like, it's really thick. I have really dry skin, so it's, like, so I have to, like, moisturize, crazy. So I use that. I use Ulla Henriksen toner. For dry skin, you need to use toner. And then I have Dr. Grandel makes this Vita Day cream, which is like so thick, but it works amazing.
Really?
I love it. And then at night I use this, like, I don't even know who makes it, but my old esthetician recommended it, and it's like white thick cream, and my poor husband was like, what's on your face?
Oh my god. Yeah, he's like, I come in the bed when I'm like slick with lotion. He's like, don't come in the bed like
literally
that.
I need like a picture of myself when I go to bed from one of my dating profile pics. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I have like, you know, any like breakouts, I have little like the white thing, like the
I
white
love
cream
it. Yes,
totally
cream on it.
It's reality.
Glasses,
now because I've been grinding my teeth, I have a guard.
I do that too, but I don't like sleeping with my
same
card.
I don't either, but I chipped my teeth.
I do too. I did right before my wedding, and then I went to the dentist, and she was like, I think I did it with this water bottle, though. Mm. And she was like, you can't see that. I'm like, but I can. And
literally, like, every day I'm like.
I just like,
I know.
It bothers.
Now I touch it with my tongue.
Me too. I'm used to it now, but like right before the wedding, I was like, great.
And
I'm like,
yeah, you're like, great. I'm going to look ugly. I'm so ugly at my wedding.
Like, why now?
Yeah, you're like, oh, me.
But yeah, you can't see it. I still have it, so it's fine. We're good.
Wait, I want to dial it back to. So here you are living some like a life that girls would love to live, like starting your own business, like being a yoga instructor, kind of making your own schedule and following your bliss. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to like your story. So even talking about when we started off talking about the weight gain in UCLA. So I want to go back to like the UCLA days when you're hanging out with people from high school. Mm. You're kind of unhappy. And then you're kind of taking the steps to follow your bliss. Yeah. Talk about that journey. I would love to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, I think it comes out of like unhappiness. And so.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm. So I was pretty unhappy. I mean, hope they're not listening, but I wasn't really happy with my friends and with my social circle.
We talk about that.
Yeah. We talk about that a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't happy. And so I was into like a little more spirituality or, you know, yoga and this whole thing of like getting to know myself a little bit more to find my happiness. And I read a lot of books and I, you know, started to do yoga. And
what were some of the books you read? Do you remember?
Oh, man. Well, and I think I was dating at the same time. So I did a lot of dating Woof. Books. Like,
yeah.
What
are those bitches?
Men Are From Mars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men Love Bitches. Yeah,
totally. That one was a good one. That one like was a game changer for me. I love like, right
that.
Before I met Tyler, I think that's. you know, I'm not putting up with anything right now. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, a little more serious. I don't remember all the books. I'll have to like look through.
Yeah, let us know.
I will let you know. But I think that I just that's a question I get all the time. Mm. And I also started my blog at the same time. Mm. So I think it came from like reading and kind of finding my own voice and finding like what I really loved and like. It was yoga. I was like, I feel so good after this. I'm like, ooh, like, I'm like happy. Mm-hmm. So I found it. And so I guess it's kind of like, you know, a tip for people is like take the time to like get to know yourself and find what you like when you're young. And then, you know, things will be good. Like, you know, I have days obviously where I'm like, ugh, like everything sucks or it's hard. I mean, doing everything and managing everything yourself is really hard. Mm-hmm. I also started the blog at that time, the Beauty Blender, which... Yeah. You know, that's been around for 5 years now, and it's really fun. It's like
you started it before it was cool.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Lucky dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are definitely, it's definitely hard sometimes when you're just like, you don't see or you don't like have like the comments or like, you know, 100%. The feedback. And like, I'm sure you guys are, you know, probably not now, but like, you understand when you're starting something, it's hard. But, you know, you just have to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have to do it for yourself.
And it's annoying because it's like your bar gets raised every time. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I get 45 comments on something, mm-hmm. and then next week I'm 30, I'm like, oh, damn, I got 30. You know? Yeah. Like, it's like, dude, you got 30 comments. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you yeah. just, like, and that is the main problem with blogging in this world is it's, like, you, like, more. Right, like, I just hit 20,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I'm glad that I hit that number, but yeah. now I want more. You never that's stop wanting more. And that's, like, the problem about it.
It's
you know?
Really bad.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot new metrics focused.
It's really bad.
Because you're just you in front of a computer and you're putting out this content, and a lot of how you're gauging the receptivity of your audience is by the metrics. Are they reading? Are they yep. sharing? Are they whatever?
Yep.
You know, you're not, they're not telling you like, hey, that was rad, I bought. Sometimes they are.
Yeah.
You know, or I did this because of you, but that's, right. I totally know how you feel.
Right. And now that I have my brand, it's cool to be like, I can get those comments where it's about the product, which is like, it's so much better, but like,
totally, because it's not you.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know. It's a really hard place to be in. And some days I'm like, oh, I don't even care. Like, I don't care about Instagram. I don't care about, it's like, whatever.
Every other
it's
day.
Like so mm-hmm. dumb. Mm-hmm. But it's like, at the same time, if you're starting your own brand or starting your own business, like, these things are kind of crucial. Like, mm-hmm. they're kind of like, 100%. You know, it's kind of important to keep that image and stay connected with mm-hmm. people that follow you or, you know, even your friends or whatever. So, you know, and it's crazy when I'm a little more active on these social channels, like I see a difference. So, you know, people are communicating more. People are like, oh, my God, I love that blog post. Oh, my God, I love your products. Mm. Oh my, like, and I'm sometimes I'm like, oh, I really hope I'm not annoying these people. Like, I that's a big mean. Fear of mine is like being annoying or like, but, you know, it's my passion. And I guess if you don't want to follow it and you think I'm annoying, then adios. I don't know.
Yeah, no one does.
In the social media space, do you put on blinders in other other bloggers that maybe are in your space? Like, how do you deal with that?
That's a really good question. You know, I guess I do put on blinders. You know, I don't have like enemies, quote unquote, which is like pretty lucky, knock on wood. And I don't have like haters. People always say like, oh, you've really made it when you have haters and stuff. Like, so
I know, I wonder about that.
Yeah, like, and I'm more like in the yoga. I guess I play it safe. So I'm like, I mean, what can you really hate? But whatever, it's fine if I have that. I had a comment recently and I was like,
What was it?
It was a girl who, she said something on the blog. What did she say? Oh, she said, your blog is like, your weekend things post is like really just like, almost like a diary. Like, you're not really telling us where you're going or like, it's like details or a story. And I'm like, okay, well then don't read it. Like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm like, and then I like look back at the post because I'm like, wait, let me read this. And like, why did she get upset by this? I'm like, I put every location to where I went. Like, it's like, I'm like, I don't understand. But whatever.
Hmm. Yeah, you're like, what do you want?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just like, it's like, why take the time to like
comment?
But then I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is something I need to know and probably not.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't really get feedback like that. But for your going back to your question, you know, I think that you should stay close to people that are supportive, that the vibe you like. And if something like bugs you or like, it's hard. There are certain people where I'm like, I don't know if this is totally like genuine. Like, I don't know. I get like a vibe when 100%. I'm like watching it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, or it bugs me a little bit. And you know what? Maybe you should unfollow those people. I don't know. Maybe just like, so you don't see this stuff.
So true.
I wonder how much is like with a situation like that. I'm like, how much is it them being ingenuine or how much is it my problem?
Right.
What is it, them or is it me?
Right.
You know, like what about this is bothering me?
Right. Right. And that's a whole other thing.
So. 100%.
I don't know. I mean, it's tough. I mean, and then maybe there's things you can learn from it. You're like, maybe there's something that, like, I want to be like in them or so, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. You're like, envy. Like, envy is when you envy someone, you want something they have. So it's, like, a good indicator of what you'd like to do
or
whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You never know.
Said in the dumbest way.
So, yeah, I guess look into it a little bit deeper. But, yeah, there's some people where I'm just, like, unfollow. Like, it's just not what I want to be seeing. Or I try to keep it, you know. and focus on yourself. Just focus on what you're doing and what you like. And there's a lot of pictures of my pug and like this morning, like my peanut butter banana toast. Like, you know, it's real simple in my life.
Yeah. You're like, this is the good stuff. Toast and a pug.
Really simple. Yeah. Toast and a pug. That should have been my blog name.
Yeah, it should be. Toast and a pug. That's a good one.
Pugs and pearls. Take that.
Yeah. Pugs and pearls.
Sounds like
naughty.
It's
so true. Yeah, it does. Pugs and pearls.
Pugs and pearls.
Okay, so you were at UCLA, yeah. And then you got certified in dance and then yoga, and then you started Kujio Somatology.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so right around that time, I think I went to beauty school right after I got right after yoga booty ballet certification.
What was that like at
beauty school? Beauty school was nuts.
Really?
Nuts.
I can imagine.
I was going through a really crazy breakup. I like moved in with my boyfriend. We were together for like 8 years.
Oh, my
years.
God.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, how old were you then?
So I was 22.
Shut.
21.
Wait,
22.
What do you mean 8 years?
Yeah.
So from 16?
Yeah. Whoa. 15 even. So, yeah, maybe 9 years. Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And then after.
Damn.
We were so different. And bless his heart, but we're just so different.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's more of an artist. I'm more of like, you know, businesswoman, whatever, go-getter. And so I was going to beauty school every morning and, you know, it didn't work out.
He was chilling.
I mean, and if you can chill, I guess. So, yeah, so that was that. And I, you know, it was really hard. And that was the time I went to beauty school. Mm. And beauty school is crazy. I mean, I went to a private school here in L.A.
Okay.
So I grew up really privileged and blessed, and it was a bubble. I had 70 kids in my grade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. So I went to beauty school at Santa Monica College, and it was just really different. There were people who couldn't make it to class because they didn't catch the bus that morning, or, you know, like, it was just very different for me, and it was the best experience. I mean, UCLA was like that, too, but it was really different. I mean, they would, like, break out in, like, rap songs in the middle of the class, and the teacher would be, like, talking, and I'm like, where are we? Like, I'm like, this is kind of fun, but, like, what? Like, yeah, no one's taking this seriously. It was interesting. I guess I want to use the word, like, kind of ghetto. But, yeah, it was fun.
For sure.
Anyway, so it was really fun. And that was about, I think, a year and a half. And met some cool people and became an esthetician. Worked as an esthetician for a year. Hated it.
And then really? Why?
It was like the reason of, like, no one's listening to me. It's not really what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
And because I thought I wanted to create a skincare line. So I was just like, let's do this so I can, like, get to the next step.
For sure.
So realized it wasn't my passion, and I just didn't want to seem like the person that was, like, jumping around and was like, yoga booty ballet, now I'm going to be into, you know, skincare, and now I'm going to do yoga. And I didn't want to, like, upset my parents and all that stuff. So, but you have to follow your heart and do what you want to do and find what works. And, you know, I'm sure, like, even now sometimes I'm like, oh, what if I did something else? And it's like, no, like, I've worked so hard to be here, and I'm happy. So it's like,
I think about that too.
Yeah. I feel like probably most people do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
know.
Which
is okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
Like, my grandpa's blown away that I'm not still in the same job that I was when I'm like 22.
Oh,
like,
really?
I just can't believe you still left that one job you had.
And what was that
job?
I was
like in management consulting for finance.
Okay.
That's why.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. Like, what are you? Yeah, but that's like our generation too, is kind of just like following it. And I feel like being creative, there's so many things that we can do, and that's like the beauty of what we do.
Yeah, for sure.
Ever changing. Are your parents supportive of like your path that you've taken?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad has always wanted me to take over the family business. So they do like beauty products. So like they do nail polish and like nail files. And yeah, so I would like grow up going to their factory and like take all their products and stuff and be like fill up a bag of like whatever
cool.
I wanted.
Yeah.
It was so fun. But I was like, I don't think I want to do like nail stuff. I was like, this isn't really my passion. So he like, my dad has been very supportive. My mom too. But like, you know, he's kind of my mentor and kind of, you know, he's like, follow your dreams and do it. And, you know, there could have been many times where he's like, no, you're just taking over the family business.
Mm.
But instead, you know, starting this year, we're basically bringing Kujio Somatology under their whole brand.
Okay.
And so we're just going to be another branch of it. And then we're going to start our own branches off of Kujio Somatology. But that way it's like I have a factory and I have everything I need there. All of our products are there right now anyways. So
yeah.
super supportive. Like,
that's great.
So supportive. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without them, because it's important to have, you know, mm-hmm. parent approval. And he gets on the phone with me and we talk for like an hour about like what's the next step. And like, you know, it's like having my own little person to tell me
mentor.
What to do next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your parents are so supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not knowledgeable in my field.
Yeah, they're not.
My dad's like, so have you made it yet? I'm like, getting there, Dad.
Yeah.
No, but they're so, they have to, I don't, it's not that they have to be, but I don't think like you, like I would be where I am if they weren't. Like I do like need my parents' approval.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where they're like, you're doing great. Love you.
Right.
Like they don't have to be like, okay, they don't have to know what I'm doing, but
yeah.
to be like, we're proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, we know this is, like, your path, and it's random as fuck. And, you know, you've always been very random.
Yeah.
So just supporting that. And even if they're, like, faking it, sometimes being like, you're doing great.
Like, we got three more.
Yeah, got three more.
Three other ones.
Oh, my God.
So true. Actually true. They're doing great. Yeah, but it's important.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Is important. It's so important. But... Yeah, I mean, are your parents, have they always been like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
And especially with acting, it's like.
They sent me to, like, I was in a private all girls, very small school that was like specialized in theater. They wanted me to go there. I mean, I went to a very good, expensive college, mm-hmm. studied theater. Mm-hmm. Now I ride a bike. You know what I'm saying? But like.
Yeah. You're acting in front of class.
Yeah, I, you know, it's all, it all like, yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And it might not make sense to everyone yet, but like, it will.
It will.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
When Soul Cycle the musical comes out, everybody's going to know.
Tap it back.
I'll see
tap
that.
It back. Tap God. It back.
It's like when the light's down low.
I'm going to be like the mistress of the night in that one.
Whip around on that bike.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I want to talk to you about your vision boarding
event. Yes! Oh, my gosh. So
because
exciting.
First, so what is vision boarding?
Oh, my gosh.
You started it. Mm-hmm. Why should people do it? Like, what's your passion behind it?
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Okay. So I think, like, a big part of Yoga Booty Ballet is, like, making people find their dreams, what they want, their intention, quote unquote,
right.
which is like your goal, or it can be a word that inspires you. It's just kind of putting your energy into something. So I did a vision board maybe 5 years ago, and it was like so fun, and I had never done it, and I thought, oh, this is kind of woo-woo, kind of out there, but like, let me just do it. And it's like super fun to just be creative mm-hmm. and do that, and anyone can do it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you just get a whole bunch of magazines, and you know, the one that I do is like kind of, it's like feng shui kind of in a way, where you have like colors and you have like different like categories.
Okay.
So like there's like a love section, there's like people that inspire you, people that you want to work with,
cool.
your dream like house, or it can get very specific.
Yeah.
So there's different categories, like work life. So I did this and I was like, all right, this is cool. And like I have like all my friends, family pictures on there and all that stuff and words that inspire me. Whoa, did lights just go?
Yeah.
Turn up the lights. Lights down low. So basically, where was I?
Jesus talking Christ. About splitting it up. So you're talking about putting your house on there?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
I get distracted so easily.
No,
I was thinking
fine.
About
was like,
my house that I'd put on there. My dream house is from the Real Housewives, Hadid. Or what's the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Muhammad?
No, not Muhammad. No. The mom. What's the mom?
Oh,
with Lyme disease.
Malibu.
In Malibu. Mm-hmm.
It's my dream to live in Malibu.
That's my dream house.
That's... Oh, it's such
a
soul.
It's life. Like a house that's outside.
Yes.
It's like she wakes up and, like, there's no doors.
Right, right.
You just walk out and
it's
you're...
It's like open concept.
Totally. Open
like
concept.
Indoor, outdoor,
her
yeah.
fridge is glass full
oh, yeah,
of
I was just going to say that.
Colors.
That fridge is ridiculous.
Full like, of water so, and lemons.
Literally. That is, like, my dream.
It's like, let's just go pick
I think it was on sale.
With the ocean view.
I think it just sold.
It did.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not on sale, but it was for sale. But yeah, it was.
I just missed it. I just there was missed a sale on sale.
It.
No,
it was like probably weird. What? Like, damn it, we should have bought it.
I was like, buy my dad Lululemon shorts for Christmas. Buy this house
or this Malibu dream house. Yeah, I think it sold for something ridiculous. Like I'm like obsessed million. With real estate and stuff. It's so fun.
But so yes, you put together this thing. So what I put on there, I put like people that I wanted to work with. Gwyneth Paltrow, Goop is still on there. I've been talking to them for the past like 9 months.
So oh, I was like, I know someone there. You should put Cuccio. You should get Cuccio there.
I know. We're working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm putting it out there. You guys listen up.
Yeah. Oh.
Done yeah. and done. I mean, we have some really good products coming out this year that I think like it'll be good. So
for sure.
What else? Okay, so this is crazy. I put a timeline of in my love section. And so it's like love and family and all that stuff. So I put 2013, I'd fall in love. That was Tyler. So then, and we had like just met, so it was like really new. 2015, engaged. 2016, married.
Damn.
And then I think
did you
I
put
said
babies.
I did.
Shut
I have 2018 babies, which is next year, so we'll see. But yeah, we're starting to talk about kids and stuff. So yeah, so it's like weird. I think I put my second baby on there too, and I don't know what it is.
Wait,
and this could
about?
Seem like psycho, and some people are like, no, I would not. Rather no, not do this. But
no, it's not.
Plan my entire life.
No, it's not. Wait, this talk about how you met Tyler.
Yes. Okay. Tyler and I met. So I was in a relationship for 9 years, as I already told you, and basically. Broke up, it was so hard, ridiculously hard. I started dating. I dated before. So in that 9-year relationship, it was on and off. So I dated other guys. So it's not like it was like I was like totally new to this. But then dated just these stupid boys in LA. And it's just.
What are they like?
Ugh.
I don't even know.
Girl.
I don't even talk to one.
Do you know?
I don't talk to a single LA person.
I know.
That's like.
The worst. The worst. That noise is like exactly what it is.
Like, what are they like? Give me an example of a date.
It's just like, or it's like, oh, let's hang out. Like, let's go get coffee on Friday. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And then it's like, oh, my friend's car just got broken into. And da da da. I'm like, all right, it's done. Like, I'm just not going to see.
Done. Bye.
And that's really where it was at. Like, I mean, it's even worse than that. It's like, you just like don't hear from them for like a little.
Really?
Like, it's just like, and then you hear from them, you're like, oh, hey, like, where were you? Like,
right.
I mean, I'm sure this happens anywhere, but just they're just like into like, and or like when I was younger, it was clubs. So like, let's go to the clubs. And it's like, oh, yeah. What's up? Blah, blah,
Lindsay was at the club last night.
Were you?
I don't even know.
Yep.
What club?
I literally told.
Did
I was
you hear that voice.
I was at dinner.
Club voice.
I was at dinner.
It's a club voice.
I wish it was just the club voice. I was at dinner with 5 other dudes. I was the only girl.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
No, it actually wasn't last night. I was craving girls.
Feminine Ooh. Energy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like latching onto the waitress. I was like, hey, girl.
I know what you mean.
No, they were so sweet, so fun, so funny. I was getting some insight into, I'll tell you later, a lot of like boy stuff. It was like very interesting. Anyway, but yeah, dating. It's like, either they want to go to the clubs and like show off.
That's very LA.
And show you off.
Yes.
Or it's just like inconsistent.
Inconsistent.
You could have
the
best date ever.
Yes.
And then it's either like radio silence or 2 weeks go by and they're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know, actually.
Yeah. And you're just like kind of pissed off.
You know what I mean?
You're like kind of being
you're
a bitch.
Like, and you're trying like, not to like fucking tear your head off.
Yeah.
What's up with me? Well, no. I mean, it's just inconsistent.
Exactly what it is.
And I just I like a little consistency.
So do I.
Same.
So
let's
do
see
I.
if it works, and then like you can drop off the face of the earth.
Right. Right.
Yep. Like they're setting themselves up for failure, but like just. I don't know.
It sucks. It totally sucks. I'm just happy to be out of that.
Yeah.
To be honest, but.
Congrats.
So you met Tyler.
I met Tyler on. Going through all that. So basically I was like, so this is a good story. I'll try to make it short. I went out. So one night my friends were like, okay, we're going to meet at Pally House. Okay, I'm like, okay. I had already been home from dinner. It was 11 o'clock. It was St. Patrick's Day on a Saturday and it was raining out. And I was in my pajamas in bed. So friend texts me. I'm like, okay, should I go? I'm like, Danielle, you're single. Like, and I'm working as an esthetician at this point, so I'm like, I only see women usually, and if it's a guy,
probably don't like girls. So it's like, I'm like, this is probably not going to happen in my career. So they're meeting someone that way. So I was like, okay. Tinder did not exist yet. So I sound so old by saying there was no Tinder. So then I went. I got dressed, went, got in my car, basically got in a little car accident. Wasn't a big deal, but the girl was definitely drunk who was driving the other car. It was bad. Yeah, and my car was fine and I was fine. But by the time this whole thing where I exchanged info and everything, my friends had already left the bar. So I'm like, okay, so go home. I'm like, that was pointless. It's midnight now. I'm like, this was so stupid. Why did I even leave?
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, I probably wouldn't have met someone at the bar anyways, but, you know, I'm just like, I have to put myself out there. So I joined J-Date that night. So half Jewish. And I was like, oh, nice Jewish boy. That could be safe. I'm like, that feels safe for the online dating world. So I did it and I met some great guys. Some inconsistent, some so consistent where it's like, okay, like too much.
Yeah.
One guy was like, so one guy didn't like get up when I got there. Like, and he was like, really short and little, and I was like, okay. And just, anyways, it was some fun stories. But
he's like, she's gonna fall in love with me first, and then I'll get up,
and then I'll get up,
and then I'm gonna get up,
and then it's over. Poor thing. Yeah, he was nice though.
He like hops down.
Poor guy. I hope he's dating someone now. Anyways, so, I did that for a little bit and then I stopped because I was like so over it. And then I'm like, okay, what about OkCupid? I was like,
Yeah.
And then I did Match and Tyler. So what I would do when I would go on these online dating sites, I just like favorite people. So I'd just be like, you're kind of cute. You're cute. And I'd do like favorite five guys. And I was like, I'm the type of person to be like, take things into my own hands because I'm so like business. Like, just like, let's do it. So Tyler was one of the guys I favorited. And 2 weeks go by, I hear nothing. And I'm like, I forgot about it at this point, to be honest. And probably emailing some other guy. And so he emails me and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've been so busy with work. And I was like, okay. Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is going to be so like.
Likely story.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I'm like, this is going to work out. I'm like, you seem like an ass. And he is an ass. So, you know, it makes sense. He's a big asshole. He really is. My asshole, but he knows it. So anyways, we talk through email for a week. Finally, he gives me his number. We talk on text for a week and phone. And I'm like, why can't we meet? I'm like, what the heck? Like, what? Like, this is weird. I'm like, what is it? Like the catfish thing? I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I really probably didn't even think that, but I'm like, what is the problem here? Like, why can't we just meet? And he was in Manhattan Beach, and I was in West Hollywood, so it's a little far. I get it. But I'm just like, this is so stupid. So I say something to him, and I'm like, okay, so, like, what's going on? Like, why can't we just meet? And he's like, we can meet. I'm like, okay. So we, like, make a date, and we finally meet.
Just ask me out.
It's ridiculous. It's so annoying. He always had a problem with that in the beginning of, like, making a move. I'm just like, do it. Like,
yeah.
Anyways, so he's a little shy. So our first date was at this restaurant called Axe. A-X-E. It was in Venice on Abbakini. And it's where Plant is now.
Oh, okay.
Food and Wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, super cool spot. Plant. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, the food is obviously – Axe was, like, so bomb, and the food was so good. And obviously Plant is, like, raw, vegan, whatever. So it's not the same. Mm-hmm. But that place was so cool and, like, the coolest vibes. And so we both I'm, like, standing in front of the restaurant, and he's walking over towards me, and he's, like, he texts me, is that you? And I, like, turn around, and he's, like, cute. We later told each other he thought I looked really Jewish, and I thought he looked really foreign. We both were, like, I was, like, was that a good thing?
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, I don't know. I guess I like Jewish girls. I'm, like, okay.
You know what? I don't know anything. Like, you were said you're Jewish. I was, like, oh. I would have no idea. I don't know anything about.
Well, and I don't even practice, like, Judaism. I'm half and half, so it's, like, whatever. But I guess I look Jewish. My sister really looks Jewish, too, according to Tyler. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so, and the date was great. I mean, we really, like, barely talked. Drank a full bottle of wine.
Shut up.
Yeah. And his favorite story is that the bottle almost fell, or a glass almost fell on the floor, and he like caught it with one hand, and he thought he was so cool. And I was like,
that would
yeah,
be.
He thought favorite. It was so cool that he said it during our wedding, or like he made the officiant tell the story. I was like, okay.
He's like, and I've got rad hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
He's like, hell yeah, I can take care of you. Like how I take care of this wine bottle off the table.
Got it. He's yeah. like, cool, I am. I'll take care of you. Exactly. So, yeah, it was a good date, and we didn't kiss. And the first thing, when I got home, I looked at my phone, and it said I should have kissed you. And I was like, okay, this boy, I got to give a shot. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, I'm like, he means business. Like, yeah. You know? So. Yeah. So, and he was always just so consistent. Like, that's the Love thing. And that's what was, like, a game changer for me, where I was, like, so sick of the inconsistency mm-hmm. that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. he was just, like, on it. And I'm like, this is all I need. Like, I have so much other stuff to focus on. I was, like, trying to rule the world. And I'm like, I need someone to take care of me and be there. And that was Tyler. So. I love that.
And just show me that they're interested on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and it scared me to be on it. Like, I think a lot of girls get scared by that. And we actually broke up for 2 weeks, which I was so sad about. Mm-hmm. I was in my yoga training, and I just had a lot going on. And I was just, like, confused, and I was like, what am I doing? But we got back together, and we're married now, and everything's good. And, you know, things, you know, I always tell girls, like, you just never know. Like, give guys a chance.
Completely.
Give guys a chance.
Dude, completely.
You never know.
How do you, like, now that you're in it, how do you inspire each other, like, with what each of you does?
We're very competitive, which is so weird, but he's so supportive, and I'm so supportive, but, like, you know, we're both building our careers and all that stuff, so, like, he'll be like, oh, I did this. And I'm like, oh, well, I got to do something.
Oh, my God.
He does the
so
same
funny.
Thing. And I'm like, this isn't a competition. Like, I don't understand. But, yeah, it's like we just have the same kind of, like, dream.
And drive.
And drive. Like, totally. Drive energy is, like, the biggest thing. If we're, like, in the topic of relationships and business and stuff, I feel like if you're in a relationship with someone, like, energy is so key. Like, you know, you have to, like, have the same drive. Like, he is so, I'm so OCD, and I'm so, like, instant gratification. Like, we're like, oh, let's redo our office space. And it's like, okay. So he, like, knocked down all of our shelves on Sunday. We got home from Palm Springs after New Year's and, like, just, like, knocked down an entire room. Like, no big deal.
Okay.
But he's, like, that type of person where it's like, okay, let's do it. Like, let's just do it. And so, and I need that. Otherwise, I'm like, you know, it's also good, like, business-wise, too. Like, he helps me with my marketing because he does marketing. And he'll help me. And if I say something, like, he'll, like, get it done. It might take a few days, but, like, he'll get it done. Like,
totally.
It's like, so he's reliable and stuff. So, yeah, it's important to have the same, like, energy. And otherwise, it'll drive you crazy.
Totally. And understanding.
And understanding.
Yeah. Justin's, like, quick like that, too. Like, if I'm like, I'm going to do this, he's like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's never like, well, you got to think about that. Like, it's like whatever I say goes.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, need that.
Yeah. I mean, it would drive me crazy.
Probably not. Probably need a little bit of something.
Oh, what?
My ego needs it. Damn it.
Your ego needs it.
I need it to rise to the top.
I love it. That's what we all need, just bigger egos.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about, so with your career, what are you most proud of right now?
I think we are working with some big company names right now, and it's so freaking cool to be like, I did that by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think it just comes from persistence and, like, staying in touch with people and, like, emailing them nonstop and being, like, remembering what, like, your main goal is here. And, like, I really want to get my brand big, like, real big. So that means, like, let's work with big companies who will sell my brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the fact that we're on, like, big sites like Thrive Market and, like, Lucky Vitamin, and we're working with some other, I mean, my brand's only 9 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy to be like, whoa, like, it's actually happening.
Totally.
Like, your vision is that's coming to life. Like, that's insane. Like, so I would have to say that. And also, like, the blog, like, it's so cool to be like, oh, people read this and like it, you know, and it just, you know, and it's just me, like, that's just coming from me, and people actually like it. Like, that's so cool. Like, you know, and I probably would still do it even if people didn't read it, but, like, because it's fun. But it's like a way to be creative. But it's cool to be like, things work. Like, when things work, it's like, Yes.
So
it's
true. Like
it's, and I'm so hard on myself. I don't give myself credit. So, yeah, like, right now this is weird and, like, hard for me. But you have to give yourself credit and you have to celebrate big and small wins. And, yep. like, you 100%. Know. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. And as we talked about, too, is like, oh, well, just reach this. Well, now I want more. Mm-hmm. Now I want more. Mm-hmm. Now I want more. And it's like, it's bad. You got to celebrate. You got to stop and take a moment to celebrate. And I'm bad at that. I'm really bad at that. So I have to practice what I preach. But, you know, be proud of what you're doing and, like, you know, give yourself credit.
Totally.
Yeah. I preach that a lot in my yoga booty ballet classes.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you interested in getting better at this year?
Ooh. I think believing – I do believe in myself, but I think that I need to – be a little more relaxed along the way. Like, know that it's happening. Know that it's not going to happen overnight. And just be a little more relaxed along the way. Saying that, I mean, I'm into yoga, so I am very zen and very calm. But not all the time. Like, that's why I do yoga and that's why I need it. But I want to be better at relaxing and just taking it, not easier, but being easier on myself. And knowing that, like, you're doing a good job, you're working hard, and things are happening. And and not to get so, like, down and hard on yourself that it's not happening maybe as fast as you would want.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
And I'm like,
yeah, that's
same. Really,
that is like me to a T.
Well, because, like, you can plan all you freaking want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, when it comes down to it, it's going to happen at its correct, right? Pace, you know?
It's hard. I mean, and even something that I've been, like, going through the past, like, 2 weeks, which is, like, crazy, and especially the beginning of the new year, you have so much pressure, is, like, something will be, like, handed to you, and it's, like, a possibility, and then you don't hear from them, and you're just like, what? Like, okay.
Yeah.
And you're, like, all excited about it, and you're just like, okay, like, is it going to happen or is it not? Or, like,
yeah, even, you're like, hi.
Like, yeah, like, hello, like, I'm super excited
Did
about it.
Did you forget?
Or? Yeah, yeah, no, totally.
You're taking it back?
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so there you can get an email from someone or it's so exciting, like a collab or something, you know. And so it's kind of just being like, if it's meant to be, it'll work out and it'll be the right timing. And if it doesn't work out, there will be something better. So just
like, and it's like, they're lucky to be working with you.
Right.
You know, like, with that, I'm always that. Like, oh, did you, was it something I said? Like, have you seen something that you, you know, but it's like, they'd be lucky to work with you.
Love that.
You know?
I love that. That's a really
and
good
And they're going to get the benefit.
Yeah.
From working with you.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Which I is like so
that.
Key.
I like that a lot.
It is great. So where can people connect with you? And then your vision board, you have an event, vision boarding event.
Yeah. So I just put it up yesterday. And honestly, I just put it up because, like, a friend of mine was like, oh, I really want to do it. So I was like, I mean, I have so much going on right now. I was like, oh, my God, like, I shouldn't be doing this, to be honest. But then I was like, no, it's so fun. And it's like, the as I said, that's Love how that. Like my stuff happens. So it's like, if I can do that for other people, let's do it. And it's good to, I can work on mine a little bit with them. Like, it's fine. Vision board workshop is February 5th, but it's sold out.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to do another one.
Yeah.
So if you want to stay tuned with, like, my next one or any workshops, yoga, whatever, yoga booty ballet, which is so fun, then you can follow me on Instagram at Danielle Cuccio, last name C-U-C-C-I-O. And that's the brand name, too. And also my blog, thebeautyblender.com. And there's a way to, like, email me on there and you know, you can check out our products, cucciosomatology.com. I'm all kind of in many places.
Yeah. I need some of that yoga mat cleaner.
Oh, I actually brought some for you guys.
You did?
Shut up.
Yeah, it's clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
I was saying that so you would bring it.
Is that funny?
Steve, do you need some yoga mat cleaner? Steve, do you do yoga?
Yeah.
You do? Where do you practice?
Wait,
you do?
My living room.
Fucking
oh, my
yoga.
God.
Who? From, like, yoga or from YouTube?
Yeah.
Who's your...
Whatever. I have, like, videos that I got, like, DVDs that I
You're
have.
You're taking my mat cleaner.
Oh, are you serious?
She has
Thank you so much.
So Danielle Moore, let me know.
Danielle has a DVD, too.
Oh, yeah?
I do. I did a yoga.
Oh, she gave him the DVD.
Oh, no. Oh, here you go.
Yeah, you're like, funny things.
My bag of tricks of just, like, stuff, yoga stuff. Yes, I do have a yoga DVD, and I filmed that. Probably like 2 years ago, three years ago. So it's like young Danielle. But
isn't it funny? You're like, who is that?
Yeah, it's so different.
I looked at pictures that I first started taking with my photographer, with Danica, and I'm like, I was like, when I got them, I'm like, this shit right here is so fucking good. And now I'm like, oh my God, barf. I look like a Talbot's ad. It's like, looks so gross.
Oh my God. It's like a different person.
Talbot's.
It's like Talbot's. I just look so corny. It's funny. Every picture set that you get, like, your pictures on your website are really good, too. Like, thanks, the one in your kitchen. Thanks. Every picture set you get, you're like, cool, cool, cool. And then a month later, you're like, barf.
Totally.
And you're like, never want to see that again.
Totally. No, it's so true. You're, like, so excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's my old kitchen, by the way. I'm, like, really? Super mad about it, yeah.
Where do you live now?
We live, it's, like, Los Feliz, but it's, like, Hollywood. Okay. Los Feliz border. Cool. So, like, off, like, you know, there's Franklin Village. Like, mm-hmm. La Poubelle area.
Okay.
Yeah, over there. We love it. We just moved there a year ago, and it's super, like, friendly and homey, and your neighbors all know you. And
really?
It's so different than any part of LA.
My neighbors are all homeless.
Oh, nice.
In tents.
Oh, no. You live in Venice, right?
Yeah, yep. Venice.
Uh-huh. Cool. Mm-hmm.
They're really friendly.
Oh, my God. Today, I was walking to yoga.
They actually don't wear shoes either.
They don't wear shoes. Great. I saw this girl looked like a normal girl. She looked like us in no shoes and, like, a blanket. I was like, girl, hard night.
Oh, my God.
Like, what is happening to this city?
Venice gets crazy.
It's so ratchet.
Yeah. My old house, we had that.
I love
too.
It. But it's, like, cool but ratchet. It's, like, the cool expensive area that's ratchet.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very bizarre.
So expensive.
I buy into it. I'm like, yes, I'm cool.
You are cool. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we love you.
We love you. This is amazing.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me.
Everything in show notes. We'll put links to everything. Cuccioso Mytology, Beauty Blender, Danielle's Instagram, everything like that, so you guys can connect with her. And I'm excited to see what you do this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to see you at Goop, girl.
Let's put it out there,
Let's
you guys.
Do it. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Yeah. And I'm excited to see what you guys, or listen to you guys.
Like, yeah.
I was this morning. Super Thanks. Sexy voices.
We're going to hit 250,000 downloads this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It's your sexy voices, I'm telling you. You guys.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually a bass now. I was an alto last week.
You're Lance Bass. You're the Lance Bass of NSYNC. I'm Justin.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
All right, we love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. And we can't love.